Good evening, everyone. This is Doug Webster with an announcer's welcome, to Broadcast House. One of the first things you receive upon employment at Three Constitution Plaza is your Welcome to Broadcast House manual. This program is a more practical primer designed to introduce you to the men you'll be working with and to impress upon you your membership in one of broadcasting's most exciting and professional teams. First, remember that you're working for three different media. Be sure to remember where you are. Our staff will demonstrate. We pause 5 seconds for station identification.
WTIC AM and FF and
WTIC TV in Hartford.
And station WTIC.
5:30 is the time. You're tuned to WTIC AM and FM in Connecticut, in Hartford. In Hartford, Connecticut, I should say.
WTIC and WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut.
Channel 30, Channel 3, Hartford.
WTIC TV, Channel 3 in Hartford.
No announcer from TIT.
WTIC, Channel 1080 on your dial. Joe Garagiola is next.
Enjoy WTI's pop concert.
You're listening to the Station of the Stars, WTIC in Hartford.
WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. This is AM and FM in Hartford, Connecticut.
The WTIT Sports.
As you know from reading A Welcome to Broadcast House, all announcers are expected to wear a coat and tie and be neat in appearance and manner. Above all, please remember your manners. And don't forget that the white button means the mic is on, and the red one means it's off.
Nevertheless, we feel that there is a need for this study, the checking of it.
Welfare Secretary Finch has denied he plans to resign in the controversy over Dr. John Knowles. But he says,
for the planned lawsuit.
Football, because it has the better players.
On Mondays.
Try all three on your cat, and what do you know? He likes them.
Of course he likes them.
Robert Stone is the author of the new novel.
God bless you.
How do you do, everyone? Welcome to Mike Line,
which carries only 75 square feet of sail.
More in a moment. Has anyone ever improved on Bayer aspirin?
Over 200,000 people do.
Now the forecast in detail. Stay tuned now for Sports Final, followed by a direct report from the Travelers Weather Service at 11:25.
One half cup drained, crushed pineapple.
It's 5:00. Johnny Pott leads after first round 64.
Excuse me, I'm going to turn off the microphone for 1 second and have a good cough for myself. Excuse me.
We have...
and also conducts the chamber orchestra, which was recorded in St. Mark's Church in Munich.
Not only is an announcer expected to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, but he must also be punctual. Please remember that all newscasts begin 20 seconds after the hour.
When it happens, where it happens, Monitor takes you there.
With a service in Hartford, and here is your forecaster, Jim McDonald.
Good morning. To Charles Quinn, NBC News, Washington. We are unable at this moment to bring in the report.
This newscast was compiled by WTIC News, Southern New England's largest radio and television news operation. Your newscaster this evening was Dick Bertel. Good evening.
An announcer at WTIC is expected to be well-read. At any time, he may be called upon to retrieve some vital piece of information from his memory, like the population of Pawtucket, Rhode Island in 1903, how to get grease stains off a used paper bag, or maybe his own name.
Tonight, you will hear the new RCA Victor album, Christmas with the Norman Luboff Choir. We open our show with the traditional...
I've forgotten it.
Mr. Al Martino. Al, welcome to the music hall.
How do you do? Nice to be here, Dave.
Dave. No, Brad.
Uh-oh.
This is Ellie Abel, and, now again, here is your announcement.
7:50 is airtime. Floyd will be there along with George Richards.
Joe Callahan, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Just fine, John.
This is Floyd Richards at Storrs, Connecticut, saying so long for George Ehrlich, engineer... Wayne Mulligan.
Now, this is Al Terzi speaking for our engineer, Bill Kalooch, wishing for you a good evening.
It's 6 o'clock, and this is WTIC News. Your newscaster, Bill Hansen.
The efficient WTIC staff announcer is one who reads the dictionary because he enjoys the plot and knows the difference between protester and protester. Remember, one-upmanship is knowing the correct pronunciation of a word but not bringing it up until a staff meeting.
President Kennedy has dispatched an economist.
President Kennedy calls a National Security Council session as the lice, or rather the louse crisis, worsens.
Now let's hear the Ray Conniff singers.
Those are the headlines. In a moment, the word, the news.
And of course, more good music coming up, including Pee-wee Spitalera.
They want you to all to pucker up, and whistle while you work.
And that winds it up for right now. This exclusive on the coverage course of the 1960 ICO here at Wethersfield Country Club is brought to you by WTIC.
Then, President Johnson is not through for the day.
This is NBC News. A 37-year-old woman gets partial artificial heart.
We should immediately take steps to prevent massive power failures and to assure safety in the pipelines that carry natural gas across our nation.
Peggy Lee and Jim Gomer-Pyle Neighbors team with funny girl Joan Rivers and the Muppets on the Ed Television Show.
A noted Hartford theologian, Dr. Rockwell Norman Potter. Dr. Rockwell Marmon Potter. Dr. Rockwell Harmon Potter was Dean Emeritus of the Hartford Theological Seminary.
An office of the International Red Cross in Washington says Israeli helicopters.
Can Derry Till hold his one-stroke lead over Dave Marr, Doug Ford, Dan...
At your own risk, but this was a chenille spread, and this gentleman... What did you say, Floyd?
Chenille.
Chenille, I'm sorry. What did I say, chenille?
Yeah.
Chenille, I mean, I...
Connell's Men's Store, 330 Main Street, Middletown.
Veteran quarterback Johnny Unitas.
Hartford Dispatch, experts in moving, packing, storage.
Quantico Maroon, Marine 92, Quinnipiac 77.
Holtzoff did not comment that he did not believe Dodd, or I beg your pardon, he did comment that he did not believe Dodd was as strong. Perhaps we take that whole sentence over again.
Say possibly 2 minutes for the Met ball players to come up with a vote. Unanimously, you said it, Joe.
Tune from 1951, a hit of Rosemary's Clooney, a Rosemary Clooney's from that year.
Brought to you by General Foods, makers of new Super SOS soup pads, now with the longer-lasting soap.
Pierre Salinger and Arthur Schlesinger were the first to commit themselves to work for the governor. Senator McGovern.
Catch all the action of Red Sox baseball right here on WTIC.
It makes it not only interesting to us, but also as an evidence of an ecumenicism. I'll say that again. Ecumenism of a kind which we all might foster.
Have a goober sandwich. It's peanut butter and...
Have a goober sandwich. It's Peter, peanut butter and jelly in a jar.
Communist troops have bombarded at least 9 population centers and allied military installations with rockets and mortars tonight.
He has a candy hap.
Then he's on at 10 after 9.
Oh, God.
We've temporarily lost sound from CBS Face the Nation. We'll continue to bring you the audio portion.
A little snow in Boston this morning. Occasional drinkle.
Roger, you're going to be appearing beginning today at the Armory in that Sporto and Ott show. Oh, dear.
Mr. Smith, we had an album here of Victor, a smart set, a favorite love songs by Frank Munn.
Well, she has a flagpole. Our Enterprise Line friends goes into New Haven and Branford, you know, this month of Connecticut.
As we leave here on Independence Day 1969 to take our pursuits, let us hold our heads high and say, I am the nation. May I possess title of freedom and beacon of hope off to the world. It would not be fitting that we do less. Thank you.
Why? Let's look at that again on instant replay.
Let us hold our heads high and say, I am the nation. May I possess title of freedom and beacon of hope off to the world.
Tens of thousands of young people, part of a massive crowd of more than 400,000, who came to attend a 3-day Fock Roke.
We'll take our Lexnook. This is a great rehearsal.
Frederick Fennell conducts the Eastman Wind Ensemble as we open this evening's pop concert with John Philip Sousa's Sabre and Spurs.
An Allegheny Airline DC-9 plane crashed about 10 miles southeast of Indianapolis, Indiana, after colliding with a private plane. The Twitjet liner was Flight 853.
The 1969 Drug Abuse Fair opens on Constitution Plaza, Garden Fair, rather.
State police say they will ask the state attorney's office today for a warrant to arrest a suspect in the stabbing of an inmate at the state prison in Summers.
Supposed to read here?
Here's the latest forecast in the making by meteorologist Bill Mammon.
The following portion of an announcer's welcome to Broadcast House is rated X and may be harmful to your health.
Okay, here's a lady who has a bust, head and shoulders, and it's made of chalk, and she'd like to know how to whiten it.
And I look in people's drawers, and material,
death. Number to call is Jackson 74188. Let's see what this caller thinks. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, Mr. Errico.
Yes, Mr. Errico.
Well, I think that a united front should replace the present community trust in Harvard simply because this community trust right now is a bunch of bullshit.
Number to call is Jackson 74188, and the number and the question tonight is, should Hartford have a United Fund instead of its present community chest?
You've been listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Yale Reports, the second of two broadcasts on the future of man and medicine, with Dr. Rene DuBose of the Rockefeller Institute and Paul Beetham, Ensign Professor of Medicine at Yale. Discussed. Oh, shit.
In their present campaign for a new building for the university's Hart College of Music. Oh, shit.
I was just going to talk about knees, that's all, but that's all right. Let's take our next call.
Hello, Mike Lyne.
Hello, this is a Windsor caller.
Man from Windsor?
Yes. I have a question for you, since you're the special guest on the program.
Okay.
It's an etiquette question.
Yes.
And I would like to know the proper etiquette as far concerning a white gown wedding when the bride is noticeably pregnant.
I don't know whether I can answer that.
Sister, lest you get a better, cleaner shape. And using Schick hot lather is so easy.
Robert D. Smith.
Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. You're the man I wanted to talk with. First, I want to tell you that you keep me in bed from 10 to 11 in the morning to listen to your program.
Okay. Bye-bye. The boat is a vessel small enough to be lifted onto the deck of another vessel, which would become a ship. But a ship is too large to be lifted onto the deck of another ship, vessel, boat, mm-hmm. rowboat, dinghy, dory.
I could lift the my dinghy up on the my larger boat, but I think it would be rather difficult. There'd be no place to store it, except.
The theme song is Velia, Bruce.
Is Velia.
Velia?
Velia.
Velia?
Velia?
Velia.
I say all our shitty cities should have high speed.
I don't do anything to the bulb, just stick them in the ground, and they don't freeze if you put them in 4 or 5 inches.
In other words, you don't cover them with any pee or anything like that, huh?
I'm calling from Manchester.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm a grandmother now, but many years ago as a child, I asked the teacher, my teacher, a question in regards to why a ship is called a she. And very sweetly, she answered, it applies to anything you may enter.
Okay.
Can an obstetrician still be romantic?
Oh, dear. Yes, he certainly can. I've never had any problem that way. The only thing is that he isn't home often enough. This is the only situation. I hate to complain publicly about my sex life or anything, but the other day my 5-year-old asked me how you make babies, and I couldn't remember.
I always say they have good bazoom, show them, you know, and leave them alone. But
now, if you're concerned about your children and their children and all of the generations to come, and join the fight. They fight, rather, against...
Oh, yes. This one appeared in the Yosemite National Park news report. Bear drives camper out of tent in his pajama top. He climbs tree with bear behind.
So, Marshal Rodion Malinowski died today. He was 68. He died of cancer of the pancreas.
Girl Scout, and there's nothing they like better than to put on their Girl Scout uniform.
Yes, oh, I remember that was a thrill for me. Here, I did not dress in a Girl Scout uniform. I did enjoy getting into my Boy Scout uniform. I do have my problems some days.
Among locally traded industrials, Dunham Bush, down in 8th, Command Corporation, Standard Screw.
Yes, the beat goes on. The Buddy Bitch Rich Band.
Oh, hi. Boy, am I in a fix.
What's the matter? You sound out of breath.
No, I've only been married a few months, and...
Oh, well, I'll make anybody out of breath, won't it?
I will have a full report for the people at a news conference in City Hall tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've got to do it again. Yeah. There's a fucking door in this thing.
When a popular baby maker, baby food maker, boasted that babies were...
...champion Gary Player of South Africa, the last foreigner to win the PGA Championship in 1962, is passing up this year's silver medal.
Robert Goulet as Frank Butler, master marksman in Irving Berlin's musical comedy, Andy Get Your Girl.
Dialorama creates a new contemporary floor plan based on individual kitchen traffic patterns. And if you have a kitten, I'll take that into consideration, too. Maybe build them a doghouse, or a cat house. It's chicken.
If you're calling in the Greater Hartford Exchange, Enterprise 9842. If you'd like to call us from the towns of Torrington, Norfolk, Winsted, and Springfield. I'll repeat that again. Torrington, Norfolk, Winsted. I said folk just to emphasize what I almost said, all right? And Springfield, Massachusetts. And that, of course, is toll-free to you here on Mike Line.
Any more you'd like to say?
No, I'm going to leave it right
there. I'd like to turn your spare time into some extra money for holiday fun.
Get a job at G. Fox and Company. They're hiring now for Christmas jobs, both full and part-time. They'll arrange a schedule that's convenient for you. They have jobs for men and women, job selling, plus all kinds of interesting things to do behind the scenes. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know how at Fox, because there are friendly people there to help you earn as you learn. Think of all the nice extras that you can have. Why, you're going to have to stop laughing.
Well, what?
Let me try this all.
The only thing that's different is Dick French is not here, who normally is our engineer. I was going to say who is our normal engineer, but that wouldn't be correct either.
The New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders will climax one of the most exciting seasons in AFL history.
But it was a picture play.
Hello, Mike Lyon.
Hello. Hello. I would like to know, like when I wash diapers, how can I remove the shit from it?
Well, this is, we lost that call. Lancaster's married, he's got three children.
He's married once, twice, or...
He's on his first wife.
Oral gratification.
Yeah.
It's like being on, it's like being on your mother's breast again.
That's right.
And I'll agree to that.
Wade Bellamy and Frank Corris, two of the fine veterans of this Wilmington Blue Bomber ball club.
So that just about wraps it up here from Fenway Park. For Ken Coleman, Ned Martin, and Al Walker, our engineer, this is Johnny Pesky saying so long.
Your recipe for the gardenia bush almost got me a divorce.
Oh?
My husband came home, and when he spotted a box of saltpeter in the kitchen when I was making supper, he wasn't quite happy enough.
Okay.
Victory came at the expense of Tom Seaver, who missed by two outfits.
Of course, you know we've only been kidding in this broadcast, and the hallmark of any announcer is the way it's done at the networks. We take you now to a sample closing of an NBC newscast.
Again, the hour's top story, a Senate vote today on a tax reform bill becomes questionable because an unknown number of amendments must be disposed of first. Dane Mell, NBC News, reporting.
Bullshit.
Amen.